It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's wonderful to have the company. Women artists and songwriters of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I mean, legends come to mind, Patsy Cline, Aretha Franklin, Linda Ronstadt, Janis Joplin, and you can see all of them in spirit with Tara Vaughn. She Rocks It opens on June 13th, and Tara's in the studios with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us today.
It's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming in. This is an exciting show, Tara Vaughn's She Rocks.
It is. I'm pretty excited about it.
I don't blame you. Talk about the genesis of this, because it's you and it's a band that you've been with for a while, and together you guys make a little magic.
A little bit of magic, yeah. I've been playing with this band for about 6 years now, and well, with one new addition. We have Natalie Thomas joining us. She plays in a local band called Envy, and she is phenomenal. I can't wait for her Playhouse debut because she's just incredible. But yeah, otherwise, the guys and I have been playing together for 6 years, so we're pretty locked in at this point. We've spent a lot of time in rental vans together, so pretty tight-knit band, but yeah, the show just kind of came about naturally. I had been doing this with Billy McGuigan for a while.
Sure, and Billy and his brothers have been a guest of the show on numerous occasions
as
well.
Yeah, well, his two brothers are both in this band. Okay. Billy is a producer. He's not in the band itself. He's kind of taking more of a production role with it, which is cool. I think he is really excited about that.
And if he were here right now, I would say it's due to his advanced years and he's just losing it. But that's a different story.
Yes, exactly. He's just not so spry anymore. Right. This is, if you don't know Billy, this is a joke because if he were here, he'd be like jumping.
Bouncing off the
walls.
He's
like Tigger from
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's Billy.
Yes, he continues to bounce.
He does. But yeah, I had just approached Billy after doing something like 500 shows with him. And I said, you know, I'd like to do a show of my own. Is that something you'd consider? And he bounced off one wall and onto the other. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. Like, send me an outline. What would you like to do? And I kind of brainstormed and I was thinking about these like wacky out there different options. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I don't need a gimmick. Maybe I should just do what I know, which is women in music. That's, you know, it's what we're doing here is the music that I grew up with, the music that's sort of been the soundtrack to my life. It's just like, so simple, it just might work.
Oh, that's very neat. That's very neat. How long have you been doing Tara Vaughn's She Rocks?
Well, this is actually kind of the beginning of it. We did two shows in October at the Playhouse. It started as one show. We were going to do a family and friends preview night just to kind of try to figure out what it was and put some video.
Road test it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And that it actually sold out really quickly, and so the Playhouse added another day, and that one sold out too, and it was so much fun. It was an audience full of just family. It was family and friends, but my mom, of course, was like screaming the loudest. She's very sweet, but beyond that, this is actually our first big run of it. We're doing it for 3 weeks, and then after this, we're taking it all over North America and Canada. So,
oh, fun!
Yeah, it's going to be one of the rotating shows in Billy's kind of umbrella.
Sure, because he does a lot of things at the Howard Drew Theater on a semi-regular basis, if you will. And again, this starts June 13th, runs through June 30th. It's Thursdays through Sundays. And of course, one can always go to omahaplayhouse.com for more information. Can you give us a flavor of what is the audience going to experience? Because there's also stories. I mean, you tell stories along with it. So what can we expect?
You know, it's mostly about the music. I don't try to overcomplicate things with it. It's really just about the songs, and the band and I have been working really hard, just locking in some of those 60s wall of sound harmonies and trying to get everything really tight. But then, yeah, I do just kind of tell stories about a few about my own life and then stories about the artists and kind of what was going on at the time, just here and there. They're kind of interspersed. Just to bring things together. And then it kind of ties in. I'm a songwriter too. And so we'll be doing two of my songs. So that's kind of a theme of it too. Just how women and female songwriters, how they inspired kind of the next generation of songwriters.
And I'm asking a question.
Yeah.
Family friendly?
Very family friendly.
Okay, all right, yeah. Very good. But,
I appreciate that. Yeah,
sure, sure. I just didn't know how you know.
No, absolutely. Actually, I'm really excited. So Natalie has a daughter. I think she's 3. She might be 2 though. Oh, Natalie, if you're listening, don't be upset by that. The most adorable girl. And then,
well, if she is 2, she just seems like 3.
She's so advanced. Mature, yeah. For a 2-year-old. And actually, my 3-year-old niece, they're both coming. We have matinees on Sundays, and it's going to be my niece's first concert experience, first performance experience. But she had a dance recital, and she just loved it. So my brother's really excited to
take her.
That's going to
be awesome. If she wants an encore, tell her to use a glow stick, no lighters. Tara Vaughn's She Rocks. It opens June 13th at the Omaha Community Playhouse. Information can be found at omahaplayhouse.com. Tara, thank you so much. What a pleasure to meet you.
I appreciate
you stopping in today. Morning Edition continues right now on KIOS FM, Omaha's Public Radio.